share your sermon with us, the Word of God. Father in heaven, thank you for Wim, and that he has a message for us today, and what you have told him to say to us. Will you bless him, Lord, with your words in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good morning. Last time I had a seminar about giants. It were angels, and they were as a sex with women from the human beings. You can read it in Genesis 6, etc. But now they are bounded by the Lord, so it will not happen now. Giants were on this earth, even in the time that Israel came to that country, Canaan. Joshua and even David had a struggle with Goliath, and he was also a giant. The giant of Gaza and other ones, we can read in Joshua 11, verse 22. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the people of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gat, and in Asdod did some remain. Gat is a wine place where they make wine. And they were afraid that for that giant, and we can win from a giant by faith. Only by faith you can win of fear. The giant with there is still now. Here we read about 1 Samuel 5, verse 1 to 7. When the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they brought it from Ebenezer to Asdod. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it beside Dagon. And when the people of Asdod rose early the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen face downward on the ground before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and put him back in his place. But when they rose early in the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen face downward on the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both his hands were lying and cut off on the threshold. Only the trunk of Dagon was left to him. This is why the priests of Dagon and all who enter the house of Dagon do not tread on the threshold of Dagon in Asdod on to this day. The hand of the Lord was heavy against the people of Asdod, and he terrified and afflicted them with tumors, both Asdod and his territory. And when the men of Asdod saw how things were, they said, "The Ark of God of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is hard against us and against the Dagon, our God." There is occultism. That was the center there. And the Ark of God was taken by the Philistines. And he set them besides Ashdod, a idol. There was the glory of God. So, and then you see what happens. Dagon fell down. There you see that God will not a God beside him. He is the only one. And he will be the only one. Even on the second day, the head of Dagon was broken off, the hands were broken off. That will happen when the Lord is there with an idol. The idol will not be there anymore. As that means, I will make nothing, everything to nothing. And he will mislead the people. That is adultery. The wrath of God will come about that people, that will have idolatry and do that. And every time they go back to the Lord, they will bless them. Also in Israel, you see this. That is for us, is the message of today. God will say something to us. To Moses he said that the people may not go to idols. He wanted not another God besides him. That is the word of God. That is forever. And it is not changed. Our God is a jealous God. He is one. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one. One God. And human beings are created in his image. And we can have a relation with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We may worship him alone and not other things. That is idolatry. When we look at 1 Kings 18, verse 21, that is something of the history of Israel. And Ahab was there, and he was married with Jezebel, and they were a daughter of Isbaal, and Baal was a idol. And they served in Israel also Baal. And they were wounded by that word. That there was only one voice, was from Elijah. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? The Lord of God, follow him." But Baal went then forward, and the people will not answer him a word. And it will rain powder and dust. There will not come water, and everything will be dry and dry. Powder and dust. And then Elijah came with his own word again to the people, what I read. He came near to all people. How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him. And the people did not answer him with a word. They were silent. that is typical for idolatry, because they are on two ways. One side, Baal, and on the other side, they did as if they were also worshipping God, the Lord. And then, that is not good. They were limping, and they had no voice. There was no voice in Israel anymore by their own idolatry. And if he can bring idolatry in the heart of the people, they will not hear the voice of God anymore. That is also now. That is the reality now. Is there idolatry in your life? You cannot hear the voice of the Lord, the shepherd. And then you have no witness anymore. And you are without power. You are weak. And you cannot do, you are not a person who have any more to say in this hour, in our environment. And that is what Elijah says, and they are silent. And then it says, I will give fire. And he must make a new altar again. And he took 12 stones. Idolatry gives two opinions. Also now in the church. Then we get a mix in every discussions, but the word of God will you not hear. When you are a friend of the world, you are an enemy of God. That is also now. Elijah, he was rebuilding the altar with 12 stones, and he took water and brought it about all the stones. And it was cleaned. And then the fire from heaven came, and the glory of God was there. His holiness was there. When there is unity, then the God comes again. But Elijah does not stop. He hears the voice again. And also in our time, we can hear the voice of the Lord. He heard the rain. It was an answer of God. Rain came, not dust and not powder, but rain. And God will also that we will be in line with Him. And when we think about Him and hear His voice, and not have idolatry again, mere, then the water must come, the rain of God. We must be cleansed. Only the word of God is truthfulness. And then there comes the blood on the altar, the blood of Jesus. That is the working of the cross and the blood of Jesus. And Elijah knows that it was also the fire of God, and that we must have the fire of God to be to be cleansed. And that is the fire of God, and that gives that we are going on the move of Him. We can go to our work, but when the fire is not in us, and when we not stand up, then there is no goal. But God wants that we go on. He goes on the mountain and He prays for rain. And after fire there comes rains. After the fire of the first day of the church also came rain, and after the fur, there was a new nation, a new holy nation came, the church. God will give his Holy Spirit, and that is the rain, and the seed will grow in our hearts. The giant of Asdod was a power, a bad power. He brings that you have no word of God anymore. And then you cannot speak about Jesus if you have the God, the giant of Asdod in you. And I will read the words of God. You cannot serve two masters. And Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The mammon is a Greek word and means that where you are trusting. The Lord says you cannot have trust in the Lord and trust in your money. That is not possible. And that is very good to know that. Are there things in your life where you are trusting on besides God? But ask the Holy Spirit to work in you now. And then say to God, come Lord, with your Holy Spirit, come in the deepness of my heart. And when there are wrong ways, when there are wrong things in my life, oh Lord, will you show me that? And Jesus is very clear. The Bible says that it is not possible to serve two kings, two masters. And God has no an encounter with idols. So the temple of God will not be in you when there is a temple of an idol in you. Make you free. 2 Corinthians 6. You can read it also. And in our time there are many idols. Everywhere you see idols, for example, Buddha images. In every shop for a garden, you can see it. That is idolatry. We can. It does something with our spirit when we have such an idol in our home or in our garden or nearby us. Is there something in your life, an idol amulet or an idol worship may be in your heart, in your life? Even a Christian course can be an idol. When you worship that, you must only worship Jesus Christ and the Lord, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I expect when I have a course on my breast, then I am safe. That is idolatry. What things are in your life where you are trusting what you trust? Or from another country maybe, or you have got it from your father or mother. Whatever it is, something, ask the Lord if he is happy with that or that you may take it away. On some markets, you see nearly on every shop a idol or an idol image nowadays. Maybe you some idols in your home. Look after that. And God will not have that. Not besides him will be there a idol. Baal-Asdod must go away, or God is going away. When God is going away, then the blessing is away, and you will have powder and dust in your life, sickness and eland. Also for piercings, maybe you have piercings in your ear or on your body, but it can be between you and God. Tattoos. You have buildings on your arm and there's a tattoos in. You can let that break the influence of these things in your life. You must be careful with tattoos on your life, on your body. So this principle, and when you have them, bring it to the Lord. Also, when people do not see your tattoo, but the Lord will see it, bring it to the Lord for his cross. And maybe you cannot take the tattoo away, but you can be cleansed from your trust in it. What kinds of pictures do you worship? Maybe do you worship a photo, an image and from somebody in your past life? Maybe you were with a doctor and is somebody who do not want to live with God. All these things are idolatries. Or you do with the lottery, and you like to win a prize in a lottery. In Holland and here in Oslo, there's many money they give to the lotteries. That is in the television, etc., you know it. In general, $800 in a year per family they give for a lottery. There are nearly 100,000 problem lottery people who are a slave from that. you can be freed. You give your name to a special address, and then you will not be. Can you not inscribe again, subscribe again in a lottery? So do that. One Timothy 6, verse 7 said, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world, but we have food and clothing. With these we will be content. But those who do desire to be rich fall into temptation, into snare, into many senses, in harmful desires, that plunges people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. That is through this craving that some have wandering away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." We maybe do you sports from Asia, and then you cry out many words, but many times you call a name of an idol. Stop with this. You will have a power that is not from God. Maybe he was by a science and where an idol was worshipped. Go away from that. On our schools, there are also plays. For different kind of books. Books where the devil is in. Books of Harry Potter are not good, he says. It is many times sorcery, witchcraft, etc., magic. Many books are filled with this, also on Christian schools. Be aware of it. Stand up and be the Elijah from this day, and say it also on schools. Where are these sorcery books? This witchcraft brooks in it, magic things for our children will have a part of that. We are called to break the works of the devil in our world. All the people has to know that there is sorcery in school somewhere in the world. You will be an enemy from that people, but it is good to say it. The sons of God must be revealed in this world. Read Isaiah 8:19-24. "And when they say to you, inquire when the mediums and their necromancers will creep and mutter, should not a people inquire their God, their own God? Should they inquire the dead of the on behalf of the living, to the teaching and the testimony? If they will not speak according this word, it is because they have no down. They will pass through the land greatly distressed and hungry. And when they are hungry, there will be enraged and will speak contemptuously against their kings and their God, and turn their faces upward. And they will look to the earth, not behold the stress and darkness, the gloom and anguish, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness. They will live in darkness when they will not follow the Lord and go to idols. These are the results of idolatry. There is no new morning and there is no light. It is dark. You will live, but you are the idea, you are in a black cloud. It is darkness. There is no future, only no hope. And you look after the light, but you cannot find it. How many people are restless? And you look in your life, if there were darkness, if there were idolatry, if there were idols, you have the feeling to be down, always negative. But there are roots in the occult world. So you can get the fullness of God again if you come back to the Lord. Many times we say, I feel so empty. A vacuum in your life. And you will compromise, but you will not be filled with the world when there is an idol in your life. There is war. Maybe there is a something in your life, an idolatry. Look after it and send it away in the name of Jesus. You can have fullness of God because He loves you. He gave His life for you. Jesus will give life. And fear and nightmares, etc. Yeah, that can be that you showed on videos or in movies who were not good. The giant of Asdod is still in the world. And the first love is stolen by the idols. And also the giant of Asdod has authority when you follow him. But Jesus says, go back, come back, come to me, he says. I am the first love in your life. And this first love will result works, good deeds. Are you in the love of Jesus? On Monday, on your work, every day, Jesus says, I will be with you. Will you be driven by the love of Jesus, or are you irreligious and have also idols in your life? You can be driven without Jesus. And I will call you, wake up. He will do the through the Holy Spirit come in your heart, in your life, every day. When the altar from was introduced, they heard also how the service was for God. The fire on the altar must be burning always. And the fire is the center of our heart, where our then you will be cleansed by the fire, and you will be a good smell for the Lord. And the people of Israel, they must make the altar ready for God. But it is not always in Leviticus in the you can read it in the book of Leviticus 9 and 6. And Moses and Aaron are in the place of God, and God came with the fire on the altar. God came with the fire on the altar, not the people. And that fire must always be burning, fire from the Lord, just as on the first day of the church. That was godly fire. It was the fire of the Holy Spirit, godly fire. That was on the altar, and was on the first day of Pentecost also. The fire of the Holy Spirit that will burn all those bad things, or our sins will be burned. And when you have on fire, then the fire of God must come to defeat it. When you have on fire in your heart, then the fire of God will go away. So, keep the fire burning, the fire of God in your heart. Follow Him, worship Him, no idol. That brings goodness, that brings blessings and peace. So, keep this fire burning. By idolatry, the fire of God will go away. But every time God came back in His own people Israel, when they asked for Him, He came there, and He came with His fire. So when you come to God, you also will have godly fire. Solomon did the same. Elijah asked the same fire of God. And also on the first day of Pentecost, the fire comes. So you yourself can also be your idol, your own things. And God wants that we do away, put away all the idolatries in our life. And then you can come to God. He will cleanse you from idolatry. And He will give you a wake up. We see this with all the men of God in the Bible. They took away the idols, and there were no dryness and dust anymore, but the fire of God and the rain of God, the blessings of Him. There we wait on. The whole creation is waiting for that. That is important that we speak about this and not say, but you may be following Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. I will say with David in Psalm 133, "Ken my heart, Lord, will know my heart, Lord, see if there is a wrong way. Lead me on your way, Lord, forever.